Father, in Jesus' name, we come and so grateful to God that we're coming boldly today. Thank you, Lord. No hesitation. Lord, we're drawing nigh in full assurance of faith and by your grace, believing the word of God. And as you said so sweetly, it works powerfully. The word works effectually, powerfully, wonderfully in them that believe the word of God. Lord, help us to take the grace of God today to believe the word of God. Lord, not just to be hearers, Lord God, but truly that word would work effectually, deeply. Lord, let it just strike today. God, help this to again change us from glory to glory, Lord God, and giving you all the praise, Jesus, thanking you again that you brought us here this morning. God, quicken us, Lord Jesus. Doesn't matter how tired we are today, God. Lord, you're after us. Lord, you're pursuing us, Lord Jesus. Help us to give it up. Thank you, God, how you love us. Thank you, Lord, for that power of God that helps us to surrender to you. Lord, again, captivate every thought this morning. Help us to not be distracted, Lord, but to attend to the things that you will say to us this morning. You're speaking to each of us individually and as the precious body of Christ. Lord, help us to take it in the beauty of Jesus Christ. In that precious name we pray, amen. Praise his name. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Exodus and turn over there to chapter 1. And I thank God how wonderful he is to us. And I thank God that he's a God that has us to wait on him. And how precious I'm learning it is to wait upon God. And to take, praise God, what he gives. As Sister was saying, not trying to figure things out. Don't need to do that. He's already got it figured out. And I thank the Lord for that rest. And in this precious sermon, long about Thursday of this week, he brought it to me and to the mind and quickened the spirit to what he wanted to bring this morning. And praise God, somewhat interesting. It's and I could say this from week to week, just kind of a continuation upon last week. In last week, so mightily, the Lord was encouraging us to encourage ourselves, our children, in the vision that God has for us. Amen. The Word of God tells us without a vision, the people perish. And thanking Jesus again that the vision is very clear. The Father wants his sons to grow up. I think here it's Mother's Day. And thankful to God. I know so many here. And thanking the Lord again how these mothers caring for their children. You want your children to grow up. And you want your children to grow up properly. In a good way. In a way that, praise the Lord, would manifest goodness in their life. And I thank God again that we're going to the truth today. Because the word of his grace is the only thing that can do it. But today, so sweetly, this is a message, I believe, that God has geared toward or emphasized to mothers. But you know, the Word of God, I love it. He's got something for all of us. I believe this sermon, praise the Lord, will apply to every single one of us here today. And simply, so simply, encourage us to place our complete confidence, our complete trust in the Word of God. Amen. In the Word of God, brothers and sisters, not to just dance around it any longer, but Lord, help us to really enter in. Help us today, Lord God, to not be as those sons of the prophets there that were seeing things afar off. See, they were looking at things afar off, but there was a brother that was a double portion brother, and his name was Elisha, and he said, you know what? Elijah's got something. That's a man of God. And you know what? I'm confident lots of things were ministered to that sweet brother. And you know one thing was? God's not a respecter of person. And you know what? God wants me to go in there and take it. Hallelujah. I don't really have anything to give but my thanks. And boy, does he love that. And my praise. And boy, does he love that. But I thank God. Elisha says, you know what? I want a double portion. As he said, what do you want, son? Well, you know what? I love what you got. But we're talking God now. I want even more. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, how dare you think you could get more than Elijah? Praise God, I want a double portion. Amen. How wonderful is that? Quit looking at man whose breath is in his nostrils and start looking to the Almighty God. And I'll tell you what, he'll fill you up. expand you some more, fill you back up, expand you some more. Can you imagine? I'm talking about a wineskin right now. How much do you want him to pour into you? Praise God, let it be all of it. Hallelujah. But let's go ahead and read this text in Exodus chapter 1. At the very end there, we'll pick it up, verse 22. Exodus 1:22. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. And notice there that Pharaoh was going to cast all those males in the river. All right? Now stay with that thought there for a second. Now going on to chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now, the woman we're speaking of here, her name is Jochebed. She is the mother of Moses. And in verse 3 it says, and when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit that would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark along the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went. Just think, that was his sister. And called the child's mother. There you go. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. And I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Now praise be to God. This Jochebed, Moses' mama, what a testimony in this precious sister. And I thank God that the testimony was even revealed right off the bat in Jochebed's name. Her name even means, brothers and sisters, Jehovah is glory. Jehovah is glory. Not I am glorious. Not my son is glorious, my child. Not our heritage is glorious, but Jehovah is glory. And Jehovah, praise God, is one of the many names of God. And specifically, if you really look at the accurate meaning of the name Jehovah, it means God of truth. So what she was saying here is the truth is glory. Hallelujah. Stay with it now. And you see, that was the whole key to this mama Jochebed's success. She trusted, and she knew, and she was confident, and she rested and believed, it even said, in the God of Abraham. The truth, brothers and sisters, she had confidence that his promises are yea and amen. She believed, praise God, that, you know, Lord, you said it, and it will be so. I can leave it with the Lord. I can trust fully in the promises of God, his word, that he will do it. Praise the Lord. And I think, again, how fitting this story of Moses and his mother and all of these things that happened, how fitting it is for our time. Because, you see, she lived in a very despairing time to raise a child. It was a very despairing time. Does it sound familiar? Huh? Come on now, let's be honest as Christians here today. They were in Egypt. They were surrounded by idolatry. There was no thought of the one true God. Does that sound familiar? Come on now, let's not be ashamed and shy of the gospel of Christ, and we know what's going on. And you know what? They were slaves in the land. There was no hope for a future. There was really no way to really get ahead. And again, I say, does that sound familiar? Praise be to God. See, the Bible is so on time. The Word of God is so right for the moment, brothers and sisters. These are not stories. This is the Word of God. And I thank the Lord. But you see, the Lord was even going to show you, you know what, I'm the God that does exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. So let me tell you something here, what I'm going to do too. This was a time, praise the Lord, that there was a decree that was sent out among all the land that all of the newborn males were going to be destroyed. See, Pharaoh was fearful. He was fearful because they had all of these Jewish slaves that were making and serving them, making the brick for Pharaoh and all of those different things. But lo and behold, those Jews started populating. They started growing. And Pharaoh said, wait a second here. We got to do something. So he again decided, well, I'm just going to kill all these males. And I'll tell you what, I could hear the confidence in that precious sister Jochebed when that started to come out, because it's just like today. I hear people saying, you know, it's just too wicked a world to raise a child. Have you heard that? I've heard people say that. I've heard Christians say that. And I'm sure that a lot of these Jews were starting to fear, you know, it's just too wicked out here to have a child. But see, Jochebed, she didn't draw back. She didn't flinch at the promises of God. I can truly hear the Spirit of God in her saying, Jehovah, Jehovah, oh, Jehovah is my glory. Hallelujah. The truth is my glory. If he be for me, who could be against me? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, praise God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has made a way for my son. God has made a way for your children. But that way is only one way. And that way, praise God, is in the ark. See, I thank the Lord of the story we just read. See, Pharaoh was going to cast all of those males to kill them in the Nile River. But the difference for Moses was he was put into that place of death, but he was put in an ark. He was put in the Word of God. He was put in the absolute safety, praise the Lord, that nothing could touch the apple of God's eye. And I thank the Lord. I just spoke with a mother, and she asked again for prayer. And I thank the Lord that we can pray and have a testimony of the Word of His grace. I've met her through some things with flying and things of that nature. And she pulled me aside, and she said, my son's going to do another tour in Afghanistan. But you know what? I know that you're a man of faith. Will you please pray for my son? And I said, oh, it'd be a pleasure. It's a privilege to pray for your son. And I said, honey, you know that perfect love casts out all fear. And she says, you know what? I'm not fearful. I know he's just as safe in Afghanistan as he would be as safe in my home. I know that God can even make him safer in Afghanistan, she said, going through all that, than even in my home. And I knew that she was confident in the power of the love of God and the promises of God to her. That, you know what, if he be for me, who could be against me? My goodness, he walked those three Hebrew children through a fiery furnace that was ramped up so many times that when those mighty men even pulled the stones to open up the furnace, it fried them. They were dead. And God yet was going to have a feast in there. Hallelujah. And they went in there. And as they looked in there, they said, well, didn't we put three in there? I see four. And that fourth one is as the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Christ is there. There is nothing to worry about. Put them in the ark. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I thank God that this sister, she knew that they were coming to kill her child. She knew how wicked this was. But you know what? She didn't run. Isn't that something? It might have been her first inclination. I do not know, but I'll tell you what. I don't read it in here. She didn't run. She didn't try to get away. She didn't try to, well, I got to figure this thing out. It wasn't going to work. Praise God, she was trapped. Thank the Lord when you don't have any other options but to trust God. That's mercy. I always ask the Lord, Lord, don't give me any options that I think are options. Let me just trust God. How wonderful that is, brothers and sisters. Now, I'll tell you what, she didn't try to seek a lotus land of ease. She didn't try to run away and say, you know, I need a rainbow land to raise my son. She didn't say that. Didn't need a hothouse, huh? Praise the Lord. See, even a Joseph was coming. Hallelujah. All of these things were coming forth, and all of these things, hallelujah, that to her remembrance that God was able. That, you know, I'm confident that she remembered about Joseph and how God kept him in the heart of Egypt. That took him out of that family and that family that was so gracious in all of those different things of the Word of God. Yeah, he had some jealous brothers, I understand that, but God had a plan. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And the reason that God meant it for good is I'm going to show that I'm faithful. And so he took Joseph and he took him out of that little nest where he was fed and all those good things, had a nice robe, and you know they could go in there and rejoice about the Word of God, and he set him in the heart of Egypt, right in the heart of Babylon, right in the heart of all of that idolatry. Do you think that testified to this precious sister? Huh? Oh, praise the Lord. You know it. These weren't just stories. This is the family of God. Stand back and see the mighty hand of God. Oh, yes. Well, you know what? She said, you know what? I'm just going to surrender. I'm just going to surrender like Joseph. Matter of fact, I thank you, God. I really don't have any choice but to surrender. And then she surrendered. She trusted God. And you know what she did? She placed that helpless baby in the Nile in an ark. Praise God. I was reading about that Nile at that time. You know, they've cleaned it out in that area and done some different things with it. But let me tell you something. That was a raging river. They didn't have all of those different dikes and things like that. I mean, that thing flowed, and it flowed hard, and it would run hard. And let me tell you something. It was infested with crocodiles. It was death. You put that baby in there, but for God, it was death. Pharaoh knew what he was doing. Just throw those babies in there. Those crocodiles, that water, it'll all take care of them. Oh, yes. But the one thing he didn't know about was the ark. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. People would say, what are you thinking? That's what Pharaoh wants to do to your kid. Well, you know what? She wasn't thinking. She was just confident in the ark. She was confident in the truth. She was confident, praise God, that the Lord, thy God, he's able. He'll do it. Stand back. He'll perform it. Oh, glory to God. I pray we take hold of this, brothers and sisters. See, whether it was Moses, whether it was Noah, whether it's your children, whether it's your life, whether it's my sons, whatever the thing is that we're facing, brothers and sisters, put it in the ark. Put it in the ark. Here's the ark. Here's the Word of God. This is the truth. Remember this precious sister's name? Jehovah is glory. The truth is glory. I'm going to put him in the ark. I'm not going to put him anywhere else. I'm not going to try to figure this out with my own mind. I'm not going to try to get out of this one by myself. I'm going to quit of myself, and I'm going to trust the Word of God. Now, come on. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, he's showing us one more time again. Nothing's hard for me. It may seem overwhelming to you today. And again, this doesn't just have to do with our children. It's our lives. Get the whole family in the ark. Noah did it. Come on now. Let's get in there. Yeah. Oh, it's so wonderful. All the layers, those little cookies on the shelf. My goodness, what they produce. But see, brothers and sisters, that's where we need to place everything, is in that ark. And the ark is the Word of God. It's Christ. That's what they sang about today. Just trust the Lord. She not only had the name, praise God, her own name, Jochebed, which meant the truth is glory, all of her actions. Praise God for faith. It all followed. She said, my baby's going nowhere else but the ark. And can you imagine everybody else's opinion? Well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, again, like Sister was saying, no, wait a second. You can't send your kid to that school. You got to send them to this school. And wait a second. You know, you just can't do it this way. You've got to do it this way. And I'm talking about from all sides of it, brothers and sisters. How about, you know what, everybody back off. Let's put it in the ark. Huh? Isn't that the best way? Let's just put it in the ark. Hallelujah. And what happened? I love this. What happened? Well, it's the same thing that always happens when you put it in the ark. Hallelujah. When we place our children, when we place our lives, when we place anything that's faced in the ark, you know what happens? You rise out of it. You rise right out of the flood. All that death, all that destruction, all that mire, all of what was going on, whoop, you just rise right out of it. And I love it. It's the only thing that can happen. Trust the word of God. It's done. You may not see it with your own eyes, but count God faithful. There's a waiting. There's a patience. Hallelujah. And patience got to have her perfect work. And when this precious patience has her perfect work, and thank the Lord. See, there's times that I didn't trust God about things, but see, God is faithful. Even when we believe not, he abides faithful. And you know what? He still did it. He still did it. But how glorious when we trust God and we're in the trial. And then he takes us through. And then, praise God, Lord, you did it. And praise God, I took the grace to believe you while I was in the fire. Amen. See, he's with you. You can go into that furnace and you can be fearful and he's standing there. You could be having, I'm telling you, it's not joyous for the moment, but you can be happy with Jesus while you're in a furnace. You really can. It may not be comfortable. It might be a little bit fearful. But you know what? When you're looking at him, we've learned, you know, you can walk on a sea. And I'm talking about a raging sea. You know, that water was coming all up on Peter and things like that. And man, I'll tell you what, when he's looking at Jesus, there wasn't anything there. I'm just walking. See, you learn to take a walk. Doesn't matter if you're walking across a raging sea, if you're walking through a furnace, if you're walking through a lion's den, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Praise God. Notice about all those things? I'm just walking. Hallelujah. And this is it, brothers and sisters. This is this precious truth. This is this precious ark that rises us above. Hallelujah. And you notice again, too, as we close this up, I want you to think about, you know, the name Moses, as we read here. It means drawn out. Drawn out. And see, that's the only thing that can happen, praise God, when you're in that ark and you trust your children and you trust these things in your life is you're drawn out. You rise above. That's all that there's going to be. Praise God, be a Moses. I was thinking about that brother in the Lord, George Foreman. You know, he named all of his kids George. George 1, 2, 3, 4, and all that, you know. Well, I pray to God that we all somewhere in our name has a middle name named Moses. You know what I'm saying? Is it in the ark? Is your life in the ark? Well, praise God, you little Moseses, you're going to be drawn out. Yeah, you will. Yes, you will. Because he can't deny himself. His promises are yea and amen. His word is tried and true. And praise be to God, you will be drawn out. In due time, he will exalt you. See, no matter the circumstances, no matter the surroundings, no matter the evil, the hardships, the dire outlook, the word will always, always draw you out. And it's a promise, brothers and sisters. And I think about this precious promise for our children, mothers. And I mean this very sincerely. And I thank God how many times the Lord reminded me of Proverbs 22:6. You train them up in the way that they should go. I'm telling you, you stand in that. Don't be moved in that. Do not compromise that. Don't try to make deals. Don't look at this world and how they do it. Young people, I'll tell you what, the young people that are going after the Lord, praise be to God, what a light to this world. But I'll tell you what, I believe there is a generation amongst us right now that God is going to have to destroy. God talks about it in the Word of God. They've gone after their own way, their own minds. And as we read last week, there is a way that seems right to man. But that way leads one way, and that is to death, destruction. It's a pit. Oh, things might seem nice and all of these things, but it has no thought of God. And brothers and sisters, I am telling you, stand in it. Stand in it. Withstand. Having done all to stand, don't compromise the Word of God in your home. Don't. I encourage you, don't. As you see your kids going a certain way, still stand in the Word. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. You love them even more. Honeys, I love you. But I'm not going to be for that sin that's reigning upon your life. I understand that all things are lawful. Praise the Lord. Thank God that we're justified just as if we've never sinned. But all things are not expedient. All things are not beneficial to our lives. You're children of the King. You're sons of God. He's got a vision for you. He's got plans. He wants you to grow up into Him in all things. And this is what He has for us, brothers and sisters. But He said, you train them up in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, I want you to think of this. I want you to think of this Moses. He was the Pharaoh's grandson. He was. Literally, in a way here, he was Pharaoh's grandson. Every delicacy was at his fingertips. Anything that he could ever want was his. But the Word of God protected him. See, the Word of God not only protected him from death. The Word of God not only protected him when he led Egypt out. I think the greatest protection that the Word of God protected him from were all the temptations as he grew up as a young man in Pharaoh's house. Amen? Go with me over here to Hebrews real quick. Let's read about this. This is mighty stuff. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid. See, they weren't afraid. See, faith doesn't move in fear. Fear isn't faith. They were not afraid of the king's commandment because they know that God was for them. Who could be against them? By faith, notice again, by faith, when Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He got it. He understood it. No, you're not my family. God used you. God will feed you with ravens. And if he feeds you with ravens, eat. But understand, them's ravens. Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Yes, our day's coming. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. See that? Suffer with me and reign with me. That message was there a long time back. It's been there all the time. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Eternity is a long time. This is but a moment. You can endure. You can and rejoice in the enduring. He's for me. He's building me. Oh, my builder and maker is God. He's got this mansion. Hallelujah. All of those things. And my goodness, even a seat for me in glory. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Again, see, all that fear is cast out. For he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians is saying to do were drowned. They can't walk that way. Isn't that awesome? They may try to go that way, but without the grace of God, without Christ Jesus, you can't go that way. Oh, it's so exciting. So here we go now. The Word set him apart. Do you get that? The Word did. It wasn't a place. It wasn't a school. It wasn't how all of these things were. It was the Word of God. It drew him out. Even though he was in their midst, he was not a part of them. Amen? Even though he was in their midst, he was not a part of them. They had nothing to do with that. Hallelujah, mothers. That's the promise that we have. When we raise our children up in the Lord, if he be for me, who could be against me? Jehovah is my glory, hallelujah. Set them in the ark and stand back and see the glory of God. Education won't do it. Money won't do it. Family support will not do it. All of this fluff and stuff is exactly what it is. It won't do it. Put your confidence in God. I'm telling you, the one place is only in the ark. I know it for my own life, and I thank God for this. And I know it for my brothers and sisters, that I know that they have had godly parents that have placed their life in the ark. And you know what happens in that? No matter how hard we children try to go the way of the world, no matter how hard we try to assimilate in it, to run with it, you know what? I can't. Might try to bark like a dog for a minute, but I look awful stupid barking like a dog when I'm a sheep. And I love how he circled us out. Oh, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. You are most miserable when you try to go the way of the world when your mama and daddy has set you in the ark. I thank God you will never get away. Again, his promises are yea and amen. I thank God that you will never get away from it. I thank God that you will never depart from it, because he is faithful, he is true, and you, praise God, are the apple of his eye. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you again for the confidence, Lord, that we have in your truth. Now, Lord, thank you that we praise you for this. And God, if there's any fear in these parents today, Lord, let the perfect love of God cast it out. Lord, if we've been hesitating, if we've been compromising truth in our homes, put the guilt away and let's step into the ark. God, thank you for that provision. Thank you for that promise. You're calling out to us today. Trust me. Have confidence in me. Put your absolute affection and concentration, and do not be distracted. Tend upon the things of the Lord in that ark. And praise be to God, what a mighty work we will see in the word of his grace. Oh, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.